emphasis on Gaur Krishnadas Babaji. So we're going to sing this compulsory song on the separation. I hope everybody feel that separation while you are singing. Is there a translation in the bottom? Maybe we can read the translation together so you can feel when you sing. Together. He who brought the treasure of divine love, who has filled with compassion and mercy, has Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of all? Where is my Raghunath Bhakta, Gopal Bhakta?
Where is Krishna Kaviraj? Where is Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, all Lord of his father? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanying my holidays to go to his association on his father.
Jaya nila prema dhana karuna prachu Dharmaraj Prabhu, Midanga. Hena Prabhu Kotha Gela Acharya Thaku Sanata kale kotha gela goranatara kale kotha gela gorana Sanku Kibo Mata Anale Pasibo Pasaniku Kibo Mata Anale Pasibo Goranga Gunera Nidhi Tagile Pabo Goranga Gunera Nidhi Sangana payam kande narotama Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Vaishnava Gosai, Vaishnava Gosai, Jaya Vaishnava Gosai, Jaya Gaura Kishora Das Baba Ji Mahashai, Gaura Kishora Das Baba Ji Baji Mahashai Gaura Kishora Das Baba Ji Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Gaur Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj ki jai. Samabhata Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari. Hare Krishna. There are 60 pastimes of Gaur Krishna Das Babaji's, and each one takes almost like 15-20. So we just repeat something that we heard from Srila Prabhupada. So I'm going to read a letter that Srila Prabhupada wrote in 1976, November 28, about Gaur Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj. He writes, in honor of the disappearance day of Srila Gaur Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj. So in the Kali Yuga, we do not expect everyone to be very great scholar. That is not possible. But if he knows what is the aim of education, what is the objective of education, then he is also a scholar. Just like our Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he was illiterate. He could not sign his name even. Maybe you can put the picture of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. You know how to do it. His mother, Madhumati, here. You can put Gaur Kishore Das Babaji's picture just on. Yeah. He was illiterate, he could not sign his name even. But he became the spiritual master of the best scholar of his time, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. So it is not the education, A, B, C, D. No. What is the purport of education? The purport of education is spoken by Krishna himself. Vedaischa sarve aham eva veddam. If one understands Krishna and takes to the shelter of his lotus feet, he is also biggest scholar. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So because of the our day-to-day casual, generally difficult to comprehend all the teachings of those great personalities. So I'm going to just say a few minutes, why do we celebrate? Because I asked myself, why do we celebrate the disappearance day, appearance day? Jiva Goswami Pad says in one introduction of his Sandarbha, he said that on this day, these great personalities, they are existing in Suddha Satta, pure goodness. So from spiritual world, they can see who are in Alachua. Jiva Goswami Pad didn't say Alachua, I'm just adding it. He said who in Alachua, attending his program and actually listening the glory of their contribution in Mahaprabhu's movement. This is important. So I got excited when I read that. I said, well, that's very nice, because we celebrate for decades, right? Prabhupada's appearance day, disappearance day. They are not gone. Wherever they are in spiritual world, they on this day that they know they have come, they actually have access and they give the blessings. Of course, question is, what kind of blessing? So, during the course of our devotional sadhak life, every day we come here in the temple, and especially today we are observing Disappearance Day. Why it is precious? Because these are the days, is opportunity to meditate on and better appreciate our Guru Parampara. Srila Prabhupada's teaching, what Gaur Kishwardas Babaji's contribution in Mahaprabhu's movement. In composing our offering to the spiritual master, we can go deep in our heart and going beyond the routines, you know, super facilitate that frequently crowd our consciousness because we focus on that which matters most, right? The supreme treasure of Krishna Bhakti, with which the spiritual master has enriched our heart. And by hearing their contribution, their offerings, their teachings during their life, we can develop natural spiritual emotion. Those natural spiritual emotion reinforces our consciousness, and all of a sudden you will feel a mystic experience that you will go in your spiritual path without hindrance. Even challenges you will cross over without much thought about it. We cannot be artificial, we can be natural, normal. That yes, that's what we do. Otherwise, why we are every day getting up, you know, 1, 2 o'clock or whatever time we get up, 4 o'clock and then come here. What keeps us going? Their contribution, so I'm going to narrate few pastimes, that actually it transforms our consciousness. Consciousness in a sense that our thinking changes. We don't think the same thing we thought 10 years back. We have a selection, elimination. Isn't we all do every day? Yes, we do. And more we understand this, then more we will appreciate those great personalities in our Guru Parampara. And when they see that actually we are appreciating, that's where the consciousness changes. Consciousness does not change just by hanging around. Shusrusha Sraddha Dhanusha Vasudeva Katha. Prabhupada put in the purport that appreciation to those devotees, even amongst us, if we can appreciate. I mean, today Mangalarti was, temple was packed. Even some devotees were outside because of our social distancing. But if nobody would show up, if I was the only one, I don't think I would really like it. Maybe one day, 2 days, not year after year. So those devotees' presence is actually helping me to grow spiritually. If you can just appreciate every day, every moment, whoever we are surrounding, we think that we will be, if Mahaprabhu was present in Alachua right now, walking on the street and distributing Krishna consciousness, oh, that would be the best thing in our life. Well, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Darshana Sravana Prabhave Tarila Jagat. And Srila Prabhupada make this key point. He says, he did not say only seeing Mahaprabhu you will get Krishna consciousness. He says, Sravana, Darshana Sravana, both are equally potent. Just by hearing about Mahaprabhu, we can get the same benefit, awakening our dormant love for Krishna. So question may raise, why we express our gratitude towards our gurus, Gaur Kishwardas Babaji? We can come to that conclusion, right? Yes, because we express our gratitude and we reflect their teachings, it reinforces spiritual emotion. Without spiritual emotion, we cannot progress. It is necessary. It's the most important thing. So celebration, this appearance day or appearance day, we come to a point that It's an expression of our gratitude that each of us feel. I mean, I'm not going to do it, but if I ask you, like, can each of us right now express our, feeling gratitude towards Guru Krishnadas Babaji? Well, first of all, you have to be aware who he is, what he did. Gratitude is not something, oh, Haribol Prabhu, thank you. Why are you thanking me? I just wanted to say thank you. That's not really thanking. There has to be inner conscious evolve, that connecting to a genuine effect of that person's presence in our life. Then that appreciation will produce a mystical transformation within us. And this is what Guru Krishnadas Babaji, the whole life he was demonstrating. If you read his life, like for an example, I'm going to give an example, prasadam. It was very funny. Today, 4 o'clock, I was talking to somebody in India. I do mentoring on Sannyas Candidate. So on Sannyas Candidate, I said, today is a very special day. What is going on in India, ISKCON? There. So on the prasadam, we just talked a little bit about prasadam. One devotee came to Guru Krishnadas Babaji. Babaji, tomorrow is Sanatana Goswami's disappearance day. Babaji said, wow, exciting. Let's do a big festival. Can you imagine Guru Krishnadas Babaji doing a big festival? And then he said, big festival? The devotee got a little puzzled. Then 2-3 other devotees came. He said, Babaji wants a big festival for Sanatana Goswami's disappearance day. Then they are whispering. He said, but we don't have any money. Because festival, we think what? Money. But that's not what festival Guru Krishnadas Babaji meant. And so they approach him, say, Babaji, we don't have money, we need to cook. He said, go invite all the Vaishnavas. Now, this is just my perception. When you read Guru Krishnadas Babaji's life, you have to look at it from two angles. He's dealing with Vaishnavas one way, he's dealing with Karmis another way, he's dealing about Mataji's another way. Don't mix all, then you'll get little like, oh my God, he was too strict, he was too renounced. Not like this. You have to see who he's speaking and why he's speaking. It's very fascinating. So then he says, how will celebrate whole day festival? We are going to chant and harikatha whole day, whole night. Babaji, all the village, all the Vaishnava, well, they are Vaishnava, aren't they? They can do this. And they will just, what about prasadam? No prasadam, we'll escape from it. Now, I don't know whether in our temple we can do that. We'll escape from prasadam and have a big festival. But that's Guru Krishnadas Babaji. Why? Because he is trying to infuse this hearing to those devotees. He's not talking about the karmis. If you think just the opposite in Prabhupada's life, and we see Jayadvaita Maharaj is in the memory table, you can see. So we are hearing. I was really listening. I never listened to Jayadvaita Maharaj's prasadam glory. Jayadvaita Maharaj says, Sunday feast, in early days when Prabhupada was in New York temple, can you guess how many types of rice? 2 or 3. 3 types of chutneys. I'm like, what? And then some devotee says, the sweet also. Maharaj says, I'm not yet there. We have a big list. 1 dry sabji, 1 wet sabji. Prabhupada gave the menu. What the Sunday feast? And you listen, this is Sunday feast? This is like a huge feast. And then, of course, this is the positive side. There was a negative side. In Hyderabad, there was a festival. And they invited the people from outside. And some or other, I won't say the name because I respect that Prabhu. He was not coming from a very high class. Cook family or whatever, and I never saw Prabhupada angry like that, at least in my observation in the video or memory or anywhere. You can hear, you can see that. I can forward it to you. And like Prabhupada was like really heavy. Because prasadam was third class. He said it is a third class. Who cooked it? And well, Prabhupada, we didn't have enough money. So I'll give you the money. Prabhupada said just like this. Prasadam has to be first class. At least for the college preaching, for the young preaching. Prabhupada stressed. Now you have to blend it in how Gorkhsudar Babaji also correct. When you talk about serious Vaishnava, they used to come to him. They need to actually pay more attention on hearing Harikatha and chanting than only eating. But when you talk about general public or college preaching, Prabhupada emphasized the prasadam should be first class. And I really thank Mother Mukhya for that. She's keeping up that spirit. And you know, Prabhupada says, this is a kitchen religion. That's a heavy statement. Kitchen religion. Nobody ever heard such thing. But that's Prabhupada. And Mother Mukhya actually repeated that a couple of times, at least last few years, I said. So, Gorkhsudar Babaji was very practical. Like, you may hear, I'm going to talk about the speaker, few things, because he has a 4 or 5 pastime, very heavy. One time there was a Bhagavad Bhakta, Bhagavad Das, very nice speaking about Bhramar Git. Bhramar Git is the Radharani's in desperate separation feeling, how she is seeing Krishna came in a form of bumblebee. And the bumblebee goes, and Radharani is talking, get out from here. You don't want to be here. You know, it's like a whole beautiful explanation. So this Bhagavad Bhakta is speaking, and after he finished, Gorkhsudar Babaji called his servant. He said, bring cow dung. Cow dung? Why? He said, mop the whole floor that wherever the people sat and the speaker spoke. So Babaji, the cow dung for purification. The Harikatha is the most purification. He said, I didn't hear Harikatha. I was listening rupees, you know, taka in Bengali. Taka means dollar. I didn't hear Bhramar Git, I was hearing dollar and dollar. How did you hear that? So then he gave a very nice explanation. It is, if you hear the story, you feel like, gosh, so the, we should not hear Bhramar Git. That's not what he meant. Now, I put into my practical experience, like, if you are thirsty, really thirsty, and if you go to a firefighter place where the, you know, this water hydrant, such a big force, try, see if you can quench your thirst. Now logic can be there, so much water, how can you say that the thirst will not go away? It does not work. You have to go to a tap or a place where you can really have a drinkable place and drink water, not water. Imagine you want a big cake and somebody put the cake on your face. Well, that's not what I meant. I want to relish it, not the cake on the face. So those speakers, they speak, but then underlining, they have an intention. Why they speak such elaborate? They want people to contribute more money to that person. And Gorkhsudar Babaji saw it, and he was so heavily blasting. He was one of the, like Prabhupada to me, he's one of the acharya in our parampara. Nobody blasted the Mayavadi and impersonal and sahajya conception so bad like Prabhupada did. I mean, 30% of his lecture to me is like smashing all the bad stuff. And it's needed. Gorkhsudar Babaji is the emblem of what is dupliciousness, pretension. We cannot progress in spiritual path so long we have those within us. And I give you some few examples. There was a great devotee Well, yeah, he's a great. I mean, I was reading Prabhupada's letter to Pope, you know, and you, maybe I don't want to say it. The Banga Prabhu gave me little another side of the Pope, that what he eats was like a horrible monster type of food he eats. But then Prabhupada addressed him. Do you know how Prabhupada addressed him? Your Holiness. And literally Prabhupada respected him. And we are like trying to figure it out, like how do we understand where I am today? I'm thinking Pope, or he eats, what do you call? Veil, some veal, some kind of, anyway, so we don't need to know about it. It's a horrible thing. But Prabhupada respected him, so we have to honor that, and we have to see Prabhupada respected him means what we also have to respect. And Prabhupada actually, the whole letter is so beautiful, so beautiful. Please read it. So then, I was thinking like, this devotee, Ajatapurna, he's a naishtika brahmachari, showing like he is a so strict brahmachari. He would not even look at the woman, he would not even, you know, talk to woman. He's like a very strict. So he came to Gaur Krishnadas Babaji. Babaji, I want to do bhajan. Now, anybody knows in our sloka, the gradual progression of our, you know, GPS map, Rupa Goswami Pad gift, it's in the Bhagavad Gita 4.10, you can find in the purport, many places. These slokas are there, Prabhupada put this. Ado shraddha tatha sadhu sangha tato. Louder? Now before that? Louder. Yeah, it did not say bhajan. Pay very close attention. In our Sannyas College, we learned something. I never thought, all these 40 years, I never heard. The bhajana kriya, why Rupa Goswami Pad, every word Rupa Goswami Pad gives, there is a hidden secret. It did not say bhajan. It said bhajana kriya means there is a activity related to bhajan, related to service to divine couple, not necessarily it is service. So it was very fascinating. Anyway, I'm not going to go that route, but to understand this point, I could relate when Ajatapurna came to Gaur Krishnadas Babaji, and Gaur Krishnadas Babaji said, you want to do really bhajan? Said, yes. Then go to Bimala Prasad, he is in Jogopit, birthplace. Go serve under him. So he went there, and Bimala Prasad, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, that time he is not sannyasi. He took sannyasi in 1918, and Gaur Krishnadas Babaji passed away in 1915, 17th November. So this is much before 1905. So he went there, he said, Gaur Krishnadas Babaji has sent me to do bhajan. He said, first you have to do bhajan kriya, then bhajan. So what is the difference? He said, first I have to create your platform where you can actually serve the divine couple. Bhajan means you serve the divine couple. Bhajana kriya is not serving the divine couple, you're preparing your heart where you can invite the divine couple and then you serve. So Rupa Goswami put a perfect word. He didn't say bhajan, he said bhajana kriya. So then he says, okay, I'm ready. So good. Now carry the bricks. You know, to build the building, today the Jogopit, it was built by Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. So he was carrying the bricks every day. And then after a few days he said, I came to do bhajan. He said, this is your bhajana kriya first. He said, carrying bricks? I want to like become Babaji like type of like a chanting Hare Krishna. He said, this is your chanting Hare Krishna. And he could not put together, so he left. He came to Babaji. First thing he did, this is the worst thing you can do. I learned. Do not ever criticize when you go to another person. If you got hurt or disappointed by that person, do not criticize. Examine your heart. Say, I am disturbed by the things he said. I don't want to disrespect him. Even though you don't like what that person said. And Gaur Kishordas Babaji, the moment he heard that somebody is criticizing Bimala Prasad, he cut that person into pieces with his sharp word. And you think like, oh my God, this guy came to do, become a devotee, and Gaur Kishordas Babaji's teaching is like, oh, no, it had a reason. In order, unsharpened chopper. He had a very sharpened chopper. When you want to cut down your material existence, Gaur Kishordas Babaji is the number one. He will chop it in a very straight and nothing in between. And he really did. After this, Ajata Punna felt so depressed. And then he says, don't go. Otherwise, you will be entrapped with the widows. Because how many of you went to Mayapur and Navadvip? Vrindavan? You know how many widows are there? There's an ashram called widow ashram. Their husband dies and they don't know where to go, so they go in Vrindavan or Navadvip. There's thousands. Radhanath Maharaj used to have a program many years back now. I remember I met one time. Folga ashram, they call it. All the widows come. So they're still there. And so Ajata Punna, he didn't care. Sounds like one of us like could do that. We don't care sometimes. Senior devotees talk. See, he went and he got a little depressed and he went down and he was trying to show off his bhajan. He started doing his own bhajan. So then they reported to Babaji, oh, he's doing very serious bhajan, just like you, Babaji. He's not interested of eating, sleeping so much. He's just chanting. So Babaji gave a very nice. These are like a very deep siddhanta. It fascinates me. He says, a woman not serving the husband, going to maternity house and making the sound of giving birth, you think the child will come out? You understand the point? Means when you come to spiritual path, we must understand this. This is very important. We need two potency. Has to come from your guru. Two potency must come in your heart. One is Sambit potency, your relationship and feeling. Relationship and feeling constitute Sambit potency. Prabhupada translates as a cognitional potency. And then pleasure potency has to come from the heart of Radharani, and cognition potency has to come from Krishna. And they come through the Brajabasi, through the Guru, through Prabhupada's heart to our heart. Madhulila chapter 6.160, Prabhupada elaborate this. Madhulila chapter 7.99 elaborate this. And Gaur Kishordas Babaji, so he said, you think that lady will give birth? Not possible. Sure enough, he got sick and the widow took care of him and then he fell down with her. So after some time he woke up and he came back. Babaji, I'm sorry, I insulted you. I kind of drifted away. Please forgive me. He said, go back to Bhakti Siddhanta, Bimala Prasad, and serve there. He said, but he doesn't talk about bhajan. He does not talk about the real sadhan. He talks about building the temple, big preaching, bringing people to Krishna consciousness. I want to do bhajan. So he told him, you need first information about Golok Vrindavan. Will you get Golok Vrindavan information from the hell? You are on your Maya's lap, you are sleeping on the lap of Maya and you thinking of doing bhajan in Golok. So Gaur Kishordas Babaji was kind, he says, get out of Maya's lap. In order to get out, you need to serve Bimala Prasad. He is Saraswati. The cognition potency is from him, will come. But he didn't understand, neither he trusted, didn't have a faith. He thought, no, it's not going to work. So he left. Sure enough, he went to Vrindavan and doing bhajan. Some dakait found him and eventually killed him. After a few weeks, got the message to Babaji. Babaji said, I tried to save him, but what can I do? And it's very heavy, actually heavy. We are very thankful to Srila Prabhupada that the path he made it very easy. Even I have a fall, but still if I keep on going, the devotee's mercy, eventually I'll come to that pure state. It's so nice. But Gaur Krishnadhar Babaji was very heavy, heavy, heavy. Oh, there is so many beautiful pastimes. Now you heard this story that he preferred to do his chanting in the toilet versus nice place. You know, all these years I was also disturbed. Like, why toilet? Now, it may not disturb you because you live in America. Do you know toilet in India village? Anybody has any idea? No, really, you do? You not Mayapur. Mayapur has a first class, like almost Western. You're talking about toilet, you can smell to throw up from far distance, but you don't have a choice, you have to go to the toilet. Now, all this year I didn't understand, then I dig information. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says very unique things. He said the association of two things, those who are woman hunter and those who are sense gratifier, their association, actually, it is not the woman, you have to be very careful. It is not the woman, it is that the attitude man holds towards the woman. Everybody understand that? They have exploitation in the man's consciousness. They see a woman as an object of senses, not an object of worship, object of reminding Krishna. Even family life, I don't mean to be attacking anybody's personal family life, but husband must respect woman as a Krishna Dasi. This is Gaur Krishnadhar Babaji. Three incidents happens. Not one, three times. One time one educated couple, I'll come back to this story, came there. He said, Baba, I heard you are the most famous in the whole Vaishnavism. So now I have a Krishna Dasi. I got married. So you said Krishna Dasi? Okay. What do you do for her? And what she does? Oh, she cooks and cleans. No, that's not Krishna Dasi. You cook. You offer. And offer her prasadam. Don't touch her body with the sense enjoyment idea. Then it's not a Krishna Dasi. You are duplicious. Now, if you have a problem, if you want to enjoy sense enjoyment, tell Gaur Krishnadhar Babaji straightforward. Don't try to pretend like you are like advanced, you know, you're putting the philosophy like it's okay, I will do my little enjoyment, but he will not know, he's old man. Oh, he knows everything. You will be like shocked. He will be like shocked. Middle of the night he screamed out and then the servant woke up, what happened? He said, go cross the river and find that Babaji who is a big speaker. He just went to this widow's house. I can see from here. Nityananda Prabhu is telling me the whole Vaishnavism is corrupted because of this type of leadership. And those servants, they actually went. And they went and they actually caught him after 2 hours. He's coming out from that widow's house. Middle of the night. And the next day flash out. This big speaker is a hypocrite. So Gaur Krishnadhar Babaji was a very unique personality. We may not understand his teachings in our level, but if we are honest and sincere in our heart, we will embrace his lotus feet. We need his mercy because we cannot exhibit renunciation like him. I have a question. If somebody can answer, please. Raise your hand. When we have contamination, I made this question this morning. What is contaminated and what is contaminating? Can somebody answer? I learned from, no hands yet. But you're thinking, I know you know. But you just like all of a sudden you have to go through process. Then question comes, is the devotee who are practicing, came to Guru Kishoredas Babaji, is the bhakti that the person holds, is the bhakti is contaminated, or the bhakta or the devotee who acting that way, inside he wants to enjoy, but outside he wants to show that he's a big devotee. Is the devotee got contaminated or the bhakti got contaminated? Can you answer that at least? No, you have to say loudly and one.
That's the devotee.
Devotee. Very good. Give him a little clap. Very good.
I know my personal experience.
Huh?
I have personal experience.
Thank you. Actually, that bhakti, pure bhakti, Prabhupada said, is like a full moon, never contaminated. Bhakti is always pure. Like a holy name we chant. Holy name is not namaparad or namabhas. Holy name is pure name. Our perception creates the namaparad and namabhas. It's very unique. Now question, another question. Okay, now we agree the devotee got contaminated. That's what Guru Kishoredas Babaji was fighting with. Now is the devotee the soul contaminated? Or is it his faith, the faith that he got from Guru, is contaminated? Or his swabhav, the dormant nature that so many like? Which one is contaminated out of three? Somebody, one person. Louder? Very good. Give her a little clap. Very good. The soul in his constitutional, his or her, never contaminated. Is pure. And the faith that Prabhupada gives us, our gurus gives us, it's never contaminated. It's also pure. But our carrying baggage, impression from life after life, so many, is contaminated. So that's why the function has to be purified, because it's almost 9 o'clock. I'm going to, there are a few things, there are 60 pastime, but I'm going to tell you one nice biggest contribution. Because we cannot be grateful unless we know that person's contribution in our personal life. How many of you chant Gaur Gayatri every day? Can you raise hand? Oh, quite a bit. Good. When you chant Gaur Gayatri, do you know where the Gaur Gayatri comes from? It was not there before Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in our parampara. It is him. He was actually, he introduced this in Bara Akra. Bara Akra means big temple of Babaji's in Navadvip. There is a big library and all the Babaji gathered, and Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur became like a rival. Like a lion guru versus all the duplicitous Vaishnavism. So Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur was brought into with the challenge. So they asked many questions. And I have a whole, you know, question answer. It's beautiful. Like it takes about 4 or 5 hours. So beautiful. It's like you will forget sleeping, eating, everything. It's so nice, those questions. One question was, why did you introduce Gaur Gayatri? Why do you come up with this? Something speculation? Before they finished the sentence, he said, you have a book, I see that author of Ved. Look at in that chapter, there is a Chaitanya Upanishad. And in the Upanishad, on the third verse, is this Gaur Gayatri. And they immediately opened it. They said, wow, we are so many scholars, but we never even thought or saw it. He said, in this Kali Yuga, nobody can get Radha Krishna's love of Godhead without Mahaprabhu. And without Mahaprabhu, and without chanting Mahaprabhu's mantra, you cannot get that mercy of Mahaprabhu. That's why it is necessary. And all of a sudden, in the back of the audience, thousands of Babajis, one Babaji started clapping and dancing like rock. Can you guess who it is? Gaur Kishoredas Babaji. He appreciated his disciples establishing the importance of Gaur Gayatri. So we should be thankful, at least to tell Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, thank you for giving this Gaur Gayatri that I got from my Guru. Because of you, he introduced this. So many things like this that we should be thanking and show our gratitude. Then it will reinforce us with spiritual emotion, which we need. Anybody has any question, comments, reflection? What are you going to take today, whole day? Because Guru Krishnadas Babaji is very much close to in our heart because of Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Any question, any reflection? Yes, Mother. You have a... Is this...
You mentioned earlier in your class, and you were talking about having faith and trust, and obviously that's been a big issue in many of our lives through 40 years or 50 years, and I was just wondering if you could elaborate on that. Like, we want to trust, we want to trust Krishna, we want to trust gurus, of course we do, and then, but we have to have a certain amount of faith, is that what you said? Mm-hmm. Or that we won't develop trust? I was a little confused, so that's a big issue, so it's nice if you could elaborate.
That's a very nice question. I don't know if I'm qualified, but I can repeat what I heard from Prabhupada and his purport and my Sannyas Guru Radhanath Swami's classes. That just like you are seeing the deity with your eyes, there is a faith also has its own eyes. With this physical eye, we cannot see the Satchidananda form. There will be some material intervention of marble, you know, Jaipur, all these ideas will come. Oh, Radha Shamsunda, don't move. I mean, I know they are person, but faith. It's a one component in bhakti, the most essential component. The faith has its own eyes. If we can see through the eye of faith, eye of trust, that what Prabhupada said, what Prabhupada told us how to see the deity. Nama vigraha sarup tina ekarup tine bhed nahi tin chidanandarup. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the deities and the Krishna's original form and his holy name, they are three on one, no difference. Now for an example, imagine if you are in front of the deity and the deity really tells you, Mataji, can you just sit down in the altar and sing my glory whole day? Now be honest, how long can you do? 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, you'll get tired or your body may not. You follow?
Yeah.
So it's good that deity doesn't talk all the time. You know, very rare to special person. Because if they really do, I don't know if we all are ready for that. So it's very nice reciprocal. In Golok Vrindavan, there is a deity also. Krishna's origin deity form is not in the material world. When Prabhupada, at least two lectures I heard Prabhupada say, Goloka namni nijadhamni taleshatasya devi mahesha haridhameshu teshu teshu. He is giving that from Golok Vrindavan, how Krishna is coming down and is passing through Vaikuntha, Haridham, Maheshdham, then come to Devidham, to Alachua in the altar. He did not say, this deity is from here, Jaipur. Prabhupada did not say. If you pay every word Prabhupada said is so unique, so authentic. So, in Brahma Sangita, there is a verse. Alo la chandaka la sadabana malla bansi ratnam gadang pranaya keli kalavilasam semam tribhanga lalitam. Anybody knows what the next word? Niyata Prakasham. Niyata Prakasham means this form is eternally also in Golok Vrindavan origin. Not the Jaipur form. The origin form over there, and they come in the heart of a those devotees who are in contact with Shuddha Satta, and that devotee invites them to accept the offerings that we are serving, then the deity unites with Golok Vrindavan. Not just the marble statue. We are not an idol worshipper. This is a whole science how actually deity manifests. When we say pranapratishtha is not possible by anybody. Somebody who is pure, who is following a pure devotee, is possible. So through that, we are holding that faith. Now what will happen? Susrusu Shraddha Dhanushya 1.2, second canto, Prabhupada give the whole, you know, he wrote a whole book. He said every devotee should memorize those verses. When we have a faith and we trust Prabhupada's word, as he said, then what is happening? Then jat anuddha ashina jukta karma granti nibandana. Karma, what is karma? We understand. Vaishnava, Hare Krishna people, we don't understand karma like a do something to get something. That is karmi idea of karma. You know, even in stock market, many years back I was in stock market investment sometime. And there is a one, they have a guru also, he talks about, oh, you have to have a good karma. It's like, wow, how these guys talk about karma. But their idea of karma and our idea of karma is different. Our idea of karma is, everybody has to remember this. Can you say it? Say it. So long,
I want to
enjoy the result of my action separately from Prabhupada and Krishna. It is karma, period. Karma is not the activities. It is the absence of self-centeredness. It is the absence of selfishness. Karma is not the activities. Even though grammar, dictionary, meaning karma means activity. But that's not what a karma, when we say karma is, bhakti and karma is two different. We want to get out of karma. What we meant, that selfishness has to be given up. And bhakti is not absence of activity. Bhakti is the pleasure for Krishna. So it is nothing to do with activity or not activity. It is question of that who is the ultimate beneficiary. So it says that when you hold on to the faith, then you appreciate, start appreciating. Prabhupada, this makes so wonderful that you are explaining this way in the purport. The moment you are feeling, actually you building the faith. If you are not appreciating, if I am not appreciating Prabhupada's purport, if I am not appreciating the acharyas or devotees' explanation, just hearing like as if it went through and just disappeared, the faith will not develop. Faith will not develop. Faith will develop only when we start appreciating those devotees. So then when you appreciate, then it will remove the karma. And then faith will push you further. Where are you going to go? Further it will push you, that it will poke your heart where this separate idea, or I just want to be like, you know, free from the material maya, I want to be like, feel happy, this idea also has to go. What idea will come? That I want to just please Guru Krishna. I want to just please Prabhupada and Radha Shyam Sundar. When this idea literally invade in our consciousness, then the faith will manifest our ultimate called budding form of love of Godhead. The same faith. Faith is so important. Now you can say, how do we maintain that faith? Now faith is not automatic. I thought, you know, once you get faith, it's like automatic. No. Faith is intentional. You literally, consciously have to hold on to it. Sense gratification is automatic. With this body, sense gratification, eating, sleeping, mating, defending is automatic. But faith is not automatic. Faith is intentional. You have to consciously endeavor to hold on to it. Okay, Prabhupada said this, I'm going to maintain it. You have to repeat, 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 repeat.
When you repeat the same thing Prabhupada said for a while, it becomes nishtha, fix. And then the real taste will come of spiritual life. After the nishtha, the taste of spiritual, the same faith will give a taste. And then from that taste, you will become, develop an attachment towards the divine couple such a strong that you don't have to detach the material world. You can be with your husband, wife, or whatever, whoever is there, and your love to those people will become a genuine love. That is required. That is required. I hope you got some of
it. Very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. We'll end here. Srila Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj ki jai.